This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Welcome to another episode of the Click Nation Comic Book Chronicles. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G, and tonight I have a very special guest. She's been a loyal listener to the Click Nation podcast and the Cold Slither podcast, and one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter, Miss Get Off My Planet.
Hello.
Can I call you by your first name, or you just want to be called by Get Off My Planet?
That's kind of a mouthful. You can call me Rachel.
Okay. So, Get Off My Planet on Twitter. Is her at name on Twitter? Just exactly how you say it, Get Off My Planet. Mm-hmm. And to save me from saying that long name, she has said that I can call her Rachel. So, I appreciate that. Rachel, why don't you let the listeners know a little about yourself?
My name is Rachel. My Twitter, like Jim said, was at Get Off My Planet. I'm a girl. Tim and I are of an age, so we know the same shows and everything. That's pretty much it. I don't have anything to plug anymore. Used to have a podcast. Used to do a YouTube show. The podcast, if you want to look it up, it's called Podcast About Anything on iTunes and all that. If you want to watch me and my husband be drunk and silly, look up YouTube. Ink Inside Me is the channel. The show's called The Ink Inside Me Show. And it's basically just a bunch of drunken shout-outs and being silly.
I'm definitely going to check out that YouTube show because I didn't know you had one.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen the YouTube.
Oh.
I'm glad you brought up YouTube, because I've been trying to figure out a way to incorporate YouTube with the Click Nation website and podcast and all the stuff we're doing, to try to think of different ways to at least get like a video component for folks to at least check out our YouTube page. Because we have one. I always forget to plug it. It's youtube.com/theclicknation. But I need to do some more brainstorming on that end.
Well, what if you guys like? You all do it on Skype, don't you?
Yes.
I was gonna say you could record yourself recording a podcast.
See, and it's funny because I actually the original plan in my head for how the Comic Book Chronicles was gonna go was, since the Click Nation podcast is audio format, I was gonna do the Comic Book Chronicles just recording myself discussing random comic book things.
Staring at the camera?
Yeah, and just me staring at the camera and having a video. And I tried that and it felt weird because I'm sitting there talking to myself. So I said, at least if I do Comic Book Chronicles, I'll at least have at least one guest on with me to talk about whatever randomness we decide to discuss at that time. But I might still go back to the video. We'll see. And let me get our plugging out the way. Make sure to check us out at our website, theclicknation.com. And we have a Twitter account for the Click Nation. That's at the Click Nation. Make sure to like our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheClickNation. We're on Google Plus, just search for The Click Nation. And make sure to subscribe to our podcast, The Comic Book Chronicles and Click Nation Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And go ahead and subscribe to that YouTube channel that I said that I created and haven't really done anything with. That's youtube.com/TheClickNation.
Yeah, because if you subscribe, if Tim puts anything on there, you can get an email about it.
That's right. I think there's two things on there. I recorded a Comic Book Chronicles, and it actually is me just talking to myself about Avengers versus X-Men storyline that's going on right now. It's probably like less than 15 minutes long, and I put up a little, I call it a trailer for the Click Nation podcast, where it's just a bunch of audio clips from different wrestlers' promos. I just chopped them all up and made a YouTube video out of it. The video is not, there's not much video on it. It's just the logo with the audio playing in the background. But yeah, I'll see you about trying to come up with some stuff for the viewers to look at. And I want to add that we are doing this recording on Thursday, August 2nd. And the topic tonight is going to be the X-Men, the animated series, which aired on Fox on Saturday mornings. And the reason we, myself and Rachel, came up with this topic is because we got to talking one night on Twitter. I'm pretty sure it was actually semi-late, at least Eastern time. Rachel's on the West Coast, so it was still early for her. And we got to talking about comic books, because I'm always tweeting about it. And she mentioned how she was a fan, not so much a fan of the comic books, but at least a fan of the X-Men cartoon.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, why don't we get together and at least talk about it one time? And that's how this episode was born.
That's the origin story of the episode.
The origin of the episode.
So, yeah, I actually don't know anything about comic books. All I know is cartoons.
So how did you actually get into liking and watching X-Men animated series?
You know, it was probably my brother, because I have a younger brother who's about, well, less than 2 years younger than me, and I guess it's kind of boy, the X-Men show.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it. I started liking it because of Rogue. Rogue is absolutely my favorite character. I thought she was the coolest. I actually like her power.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever her mutation. I think that would be really sweet to be able to steal other people's strength and use it against them.
Even if you touching the other person could potentially kill them? It just comes with the territory.
With great, what is it? With great power comes great responsibility?
That's the famous Spider-Man oath that he goes by, given to him by his Uncle Ben.
Although apparently not in the new movie.
Yeah, we ran into about that on when we reviewed The Amazing Spider-Man. They had a similar line, it just wasn't the same line, which is still bullcrap.
Yeah, I agree.
So are you a fan of the movies? Do you watch them?
I love comic book movies. I am actually a really big fan of all those sorts of movies. Love all the X-Men movies, love Spider-Man movies, absolutely love Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what movies are all actually comic books.
If one was on the top of your mind, you could name it and I'll let you know.
Punisher? Was that a movie with the guy with the skull on his
T-shirt?
Where his wife and his son were killed?
Yes, that's a comic book.
I like that movie. Was the Grindhouse movies, were those comic books?
That's a good question. I want to say they're based off of a graphic novel type comic book. And graphic novels basically are sort of comic books. They can be a series of stories from a comic book or just released in just big paper series. In like a big book style comic book. So I think that is.
Oh, okay. And actually I watched Big Trouble in Little China with my parents the other night. And my mom's like, what kind of crazy drugs are these guys on? And I'm like, I wonder if it was actually a comic book, because it's got that crazy kind of comic book type feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it is, but I'm not sure 100%. That's an old movie, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, older movies I'm not so good with recognizing, because a lot of them I've missed, even the popular ones.
You have missed a lot of movies.
Don't tease me about that.
That's okay, so have I. I've never seen Godfather. I've never seen any of those Scarface or any like the big, really popular ones. Never seen them.
I've seen bits and pieces of various Godfather movies. I haven't seen all of them, like, all the way through.
Yeah, I've only seen the one scene where the guy wakes up with a horse head in his bed.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's the first Godfather.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I've seen. I think it was like on TV or something.
Hopefully we'll get feedback from people saying, hey, you got that wrong. It was Godfather 2, you idiot. And if you want to send feedback, you can send that to the Click Nation email account, which is theclicknation@gmail.com.
And that's K-L-I-Q.
Yes, thank you. I assume everyone knows how to spell click since they're somehow found this episode. And plus, it's kind of weird having to spell that out every episode.
Well, you know.
So back to X-Men. And just to give some background on the animated series, the X-Men, it first came out in, it debuted on Fox on October 31st, 1992. And it was a part of the Fox Kids Saturday morning lineup. And this was Marvel Comics' second attempt to make an animated series out of the X-Men after the pilot for X-Men, Pride of the X-Men, wasn't picked up. And the sort of the style of the X-Men as far as like their outfits and the people that they chose to be members of the team on the cartoon comes from Jim Lee, who is a famous comic book artist. He was drawing X-Men at the time when the adjectiveless X-Men debuted in the early 90s, and they had split the X-Men into two teams because there was an Uncanny X-Men comic book and the regular X-Men comic book. And since there were so many X-Men, they decided to split the team into two, the blue and gold team. And they just chose those colors because the X-Men mostly wore their battle colors were blue and gold. So Storm's blue team mostly took up the Uncanny X-Men comic book, and Cyclops's blue. I got that backwards. Storm's gold team was on Uncanny, and Cyclops's blue team was on X-Men. And most of the lineup from the animated series is the lineup that was also in Cyclops' blue team. So that was like Rogue and Wolverine, Jean Grey, Cyclops, and their uniforms were based off of what they were wearing when Jim Lee was drawing the book at that time.
So that's Jim Lee related to Stan Lee?
No, because Jim Lee's actually Asian American, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
L-E?
Yeah, both ones. Well, actually, it is L-E-E.
Oh.
Yep, Jim Lee.
But he's Asian.
Yeah, he has an American name. I'm not sure if the Jim Lee, if he just switched it to sound more American or not, but he's actually a pretty good artist. I'll send you some Google images so you can see some of his work.
Great.
And let's see. So, it debuted on Fox with a two-part episode titled Night of the Sentinels, and X-Men the animated series is also the longest running Marvel comic, or the longest running Marvel Comics comic book that's based off of a comic book, and it lasted 76 episodes, and the second longest was the 1990 Spider-Man animated series, which lasted 65 episodes.
I like that one too.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you ever watched the Spider-Man.
I watched a few of the Spider-Man. I liked Batman and X-Men, and I also like Gargoyles.
Yes, Gargoyles. I was thinking about having us discuss Gargoyles, but I think I'll save that for another episode. because I need to do some homework on that one as well. So, me and Rachel both, we love X-Men Animated Series and Gargoyles.
Yes.
Why do you like Gargoyles? I'll go ahead and ask you that.
I like the two main, the Goliath.
Yes.
And the human friend.
Eliza.
I like them. No, well, that Eliza was the other gargoyle. That was redhead. Who was the human friend?
The human was Eliza. Demona was the gargoyle.
I like those three. Those three made me really like it. And it was a very intricate kind of storyline. Like, it had a lot of meat to it, I think.
A lot of depth.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the main reason why I liked it, is the story.
Yes.
Because it reminded me of a comic book, because episodes and things brought up tied to future episodes.
Yes. It actually tied together. It was like a real full storyline. It wasn't just a bunch of cartoons.
So I've always liked shows like that, that sort of brought that comic book style to the small screen. Like, Dragon Ball Z is another one where, things continue episode to episode and characters evolve and age. I like that kind of stuff.
You know, I never actually caught Dragon Ball Z.
I think
I was in high school and I was on Sailor Moon.
I never got into Sailor Moon, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to see it on, but I don't even know if I've even watched like a full episode.
I watched a few. I had two friends, and we all like adopted characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was Sailor Venus, and I can't remember theirs. But actually, our more perfect matches were the Powerpuff Girls. And I'm Bubbles.
Is that the one you always have as your avatar?
Yeah. She's the cute one. There's Blossom, which is the redhead, she's the leader.
Uh-huh.
And then Buttercup is the dark haired one, and she's the quote tough one. She's the more tomboy.
So they do have separate personalities.
Absolutely, yeah. And what's funny is my two friends were brunette and redhead, and our personalities also fit perfectly the Powerpuff Girls personality.
So you said you were a redhead?
No. I'm the blonde, which is Bubble.
Oh, okay. The blonde.
The cute one.
So now I'm going to go on a tangent on Powerpuff Girls because I'm trying to learn something. How did were they a science experiment?
Yeah. Well, Professor, who is their dad type figure, he was trying to make the perfect little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he was mixing all these chemicals together, and his lab assistant monkey, who later turns out to be Mojo Dojo, knocked him over, and he breaks a big vial that had chemical X.
Uh-huh. That
spills into what he was mixing together, and then the Powerpuff Girls were made.
So they were just made out of thin air?
Pretty much.
Like, he didn't have any, like...
He didn't make, like, a dead body, like... Dr. Frankenstein's monster or anything, no.
Because I'm thinking like dead fetuses and he had three of them and the chemicals spilled on them and, oh, the babies came alive.
No, it's much more lighthearted than that.
Yeah, seeing as how it aired on Cartoon Network, I guess that wouldn't exactly work.
And it was like mid-afternoon airing, too. It wasn't like a late night, Adult Swim.
Yeah, that would be more Adult Swim.
Yeah, what you're describing would definitely be more Adult Swim. I bet there's a parody somewhere like that.
So Mojo Jojo was the professor's pet monkey?
Yeah.
And he got powers too, right?
Later on in the series you find out that he also got the Formula X on him, and then his brain grew really big and it's extending up out of his head. And so it made him super smart, supposedly.
Uh-huh.
He liked to pretty much repeat himself in the same meaning, but different words. Meaning the same thing. Yeah, it's a great show, and I totally recommend it for anyone who likes anything like this. I totally recommend at least the Powerpuff Girl movie. Or they have a whole episode with all Beatles references. So it's great. So it's got a lot of adult humor type stuff.
Was the movie just on TV or did it make it to the big screen?
I don't think it made it to the big screen, but it's on DVD.
Okay. So I'm not gonna remember hearing about a Powerpuff Girls movie coming out.
Yeah. That came out, I want to say, mid to late 90s. So I think that was in high school.
So we've got Sailor Moon that you're a fan of, and yeah. Powerpuff Girls, as far as the female heroes out there.
Yeah.
That had their own shows. And you were Bubbles.
I'm Bubbles, yes.
We're learning a lot tonight. So back to X-Men, just as far as... While I liked the series, it took a lot from that was going on in the comic books, like in the present day, back in the 90s, and taken from stories that took place in the X-Men's history. Like, they did stories on the Dark Phoenix saga, where Jean Grey got the powers of the Phoenix in the cartoon, and she sort of went crazy, and they had to stop her. And they thought they killed her, but she really wasn't dead, which is the same thing that happened in the comic book. They did Days of Future Past, which actually was just announced yesterday that that's going to be the title for the sequel to X-Men First Class. And they did similar stories in the cartoon where, at least in the comic book, what happened in Days of Future Past is Kitty Pryde, her future self, her mind came from the future to the past and inhabited the body of the present Kitty. And she warned the X-Men that this moment in time was going to happen. Something horrible was going to happen that was going to cause this hellish future to occur, where the mutants were going to be hunted and killed and put in concentration camps by the Sentinels. And so the X-Men had to stop. Basically, the moment in time that was going to cause that future to occur was the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants were going to assassinate Robert Kelly. So the X-Men, of course, stopped that from happening so that future would never occur. But the future still actually was there, but it was just an alternate future or alternate reality. And the same thing happened in comic books where... Instead of Kitty Pryde, who wasn't... I don't even know if she made an appearance in the cartoon or not. But
I don't remember that name.
Yeah. Instead of her coming back, they had the time-hopping mutant Bishop come. Because he in the comic book, Bishop came from a future sort of similar to Days of Future Past. Actually, he might have... I can't remember exactly if he was in the Days of Future Past. I don't believe he was, but he was at least in a future where bad things happened. So anyway, in the cartoon, Bishop came to try to warn the X-Men that they had a traitor in their midst. And that borrows from another... The cartoon, a lot of times they take the same storylines, and sometimes they took multiple storylines and made them into one storyline for the cartoon. Basically, they used Days of Future Past. They combined that with the X-Traitor storyline from the comic book, where the X-Men supposedly had a traitor that was going to turn on them, and it was rumored to be Gambit in the comic book. So that's the reason when Bishop came from the future to warn the X-Men that something bad was going to happen, he said they were going to be betrayed by Gambit.
I could see it, though.
He could see Gambit being a traitor?
A little bit, yeah.
Because he's got the red glowing eyes, and he's shifty.
Shifty, yeah. He's kind of he's more for himself.
Yeah, and he's got the trench coat. Can't trust him. But see, he was the boyfriend of your favorite character.
Yeah. I mean, I liked him, like, as a dashing bad boy kind of character, but...
Yeah, you can see
I wanted her to be with Wolverine.
I don't think they've ever were tied to each other, which is kind of odd. Because it seemed like Wolverine was tied to almost every female.
Can I comment on that? That I'm mad that they made Rogue a student?
In the movie?
Instead of a X-Men? Yes. instead of one of the full X-Men. That made me mad. But I don't know how it was compared to the comic book. I just know how it was to the
cartoon. You wanted to be older, yes. Established character.
Yes.
She got a lot of screen time in the first two movies because they sort of showed everything through her eyes.
Mm-hmm. Which was, I was okay with. I just wish she had been a full member of the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt that she got shortchanged.
Yeah. That kind of is similar to the comic book because, you know, she obviously wasn't an early member of the team. She actually started out as a villain.
Oh.
Because her adopted mother is Mystique. And, of course, Mystique was a member of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
I had no idea.
Yes. I guess I could just school you on old X-Men.
Yeah, go knowledge. Ahead.
So, yeah, Rogue was a member of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants with her adopted mother, Mystique. And the way she got those powers of flight and being super strong that she had in the cartoon is because the Brotherhood attacked the Avengers, and there was an Avenger called Miss Marvel who had the ability to of flight and super strength. And Rogue touched her.
Stole her flight.
Yeah, she didn't kill her. I think she put her in a coma, but in the process, she stole her powers and she actually kept them.
See, that's why I like her.
Yeah.
See, this makes me like her even more, knowing that she was previously a bad guy.
Yeah, but of course, she turned to the good side and joined with the X-Men.
Well, that's fine.
And Mystique, actually, she has an interesting past because her real. She has a son who is Nightcrawler.
Oh.
I think they might have mentioned that in the cartoon. I can't remember.
I don't remember about Nightcrawler in the cartoon.
But did you watch? You watched X-Men First Class, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
That guy that could teleport, that in the comic book, that's Nightcrawler's father.
Oh.
He's like a demon or something. I think he was introduced back when I had sort of stopped reading comic books, so I don't really know much about him. But yeah, Mystique is Rogue's, what do you call it, adopted mother, and Nightcrawler's actual mother. Mm-hmm. So that's, and it's funny how like all these X-Men characters and villains are all sort of interrelated and connected to one another.
Well, I mean, mutations probably wouldn't just spring out of nowhere.
True. So
the inner relationships would probably take mutations and mutate them even more.
And it's always better and more interesting to have the characters be connected somehow. Because you can build more drama that way.
Absolutely. Like Darth Vader being Luke's father.
Good example.
Because you're like, wait, what? That's from Rom? Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other ones that you might know about. Let's see, Storm. She wasn't related to anyone. Let's see, Cyclops, Jean. There was always rumors of third Summer's brother. Because, you know, Cyclops and Havoc are brothers. And mm-hmm. I don't know, you may not remember Havoc. He actually did show up in the cartoon when...
I think I do remember that name.
Yeah, because the X-Men ended up fighting X-Factor. And at the time, Havoc was the leader of X-Factor. And I remember, you probably remember this, Cyclops and Havoc actually fought. But since they're brothers, their powers cancel each other out. They can't hurt each other. So like they were blasting each other and nothing was happening. And they were like, what's going on? And they never explained it. But people that read the comic book, they knew why. But Havoc shoots blast out of his hands, and Cyclops, of course, shoots out of his eyeballs.
Yeah. That's why he has to wear that thing over his face.
Yep. So, let's see. Back to the cartoon real quick. Oh, so to finish. So, turns out Gambit wasn't the traitor. It was, in the cartoon, it was Mystique. Who had turned into Gambit and was going to try to assassinate Senator Robert Kelly, and Gambit stopped her, and Bishop went back to the future thinking his future was saved, but his future was still a hellhole. So that's how that little storyline ended. And some more, let's see, they did the legacy virus happened in the cartoon, the Phalanx Covenant. The legacy virus, that was Mr. Sinister had created a virus that only affected mutants. And so mutants were getting infected with it and they were dying. And the biggest, the highest profile mutant that died of it in the comic book was Colossus. Well, actually, I take that back. His sister, Ilyana, was infected and she ended up passing away. Colossus actually died coming up with the vaccine for it. Because he injected himself with something that I think Beast created. And once and the legacy virus was an airborne virus. So it was just in the air. So I guess you could breathe it. And he injected himself. And once he turned into his steel form, that was going to shoot something out of his pores and sort of shoot the vaccine into the air, and that's how it was ended up being cured.
Ooh.
Yes. Let's see. Oh, and actually when the X-Men encountered Magneto for the very first time in the cartoon, it sort of mirrored how they encountered him in the comic book, and that was they ended up finding him at a missile base, because I think he was going to shoot some missiles somewhere and the X-Men had to stop him. And the same thing happened in the comic book. So, I've talked about some storylines. You said Rogue was your favorite character from the comic book, the cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Anyone else that stood out for you?
I like Wolverine.
Everyone loves Wolverine, yes.
I did like Gambit. But Wolverine was definitely my favorite of the guys. So Rogue, then Wolverine, then Gambit. And I was young, so I guess I kind of like that useless Jubilee.
Useless. Yeah, I was going to bring up how everyone hates Jubilee from the cartoon because she has the wackest power set ever.
Yes.
She basically she shot fireworks out of her fingertips.
Sparklers in her hands.
And that's when you just see where those big old shades on her head. Because when she used the power, she had to cover her eyes up, or she, I guess, blind herself.
What? She was useless.
And Jubilee, that's actually her name is actually, her real name is Jubilation Lee. Just like Jim Lee, who we were mentioning earlier. Because, yeah, she is a... I don't know. She is Asian. I don't know if she's full Asian or mixed, but she does at least have part Asian in her. And it's funny because I never considered her Asian when I used to read the books. But yeah, that was a nice little tidbit to learn as I got older.
Yeah.
And some other things I liked in the series was they carried over the tension that some of the characters had with each other pretty nicely from the comic book to the cartoon. Like, I remember in that two-part episode that kicked off the series, like, Wolverine was getting into it with Gambit and Cyclops, and that happened a lot in the books, especially because Wolverine and Cyclops were both fighting over Jean Grey all the time.
Yeah. She's overrated.
Yeah. She, she's a powerful mutant, and she had been around for a long time, but I guess there's something about those tall redheads.
Yeah. I liked Rogue because she was a Southern Belle.
Yeah. That had a Southern twang to her.
Something about that Southern twang.
And the series also introduced the character Morph, who they killed off in the first two episodes. And he became so popular that they had to bring him back because everyone loved Morph. And they even introduced him into the comic book world because he was a character that was created just for the cartoon. So they had to go ahead and introduce him in the comic book. So that's one of the lasting impacts that the animated series had.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. The fans spoke, and they said they wanted them some Worf. And
this is pretty cool that the cartoon would influence the comic book.
Yeah, and that actually happened. Like, I'll give you an example. Smallville. I don't know if you ever watched Smallville.
I actually didn't. I saw all the trailers for it before it came on, and it looked really cool. But I never actually sat down and watched it.
Yeah, I never watched it much either because I'm not much of a Superman fan. But there was a character on there called Chloe, who was a good friend of Clark's growing up on the TV show. And she had never been introduced. She wasn't even a character in the comic book, but the Smallville had been on the air so long and she had been around in that series so long that the comic book people finally created her for the comic books. So that kind of happens from time to time.
Sure.
So were you a fan of how Storm and Rogue and Jean were sort of represented on the show as far as being female characters?
I definitely was with Storm and Rogue because they were strong female characters. I don't know why I have a thing against Jean Grey. I think maybe I'm jealous that she had two men fighting over her.
That's what I was about to ask.
and one of them was my favorite. But, yeah, I think that they represented them really well. They exuded kind of a power. Rogue, in her gentle southern sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And Storm, a lot more obviously. Yeah, I did like that.
And
which also helped me like the series.
Right. And I know before we got to recording, you said you have Netflix, right? Or you have used Netflix.
I have definitely used Netflix, yes.
Which is more than I can say. But the whole X-Men animated series is on Netflix for anyone that actually wants to go out and watch the episodes. I definitely recommend it for anyone that's a comic book fan.
Mm-hmm. Even if you're not a comic book fan, if you like comic book movies.
That's right.
Because I'm not a comic book fan.
But you still watched.
Absolutely.
And I guess go easy on the animation because I remember it being a lot better when I was watching it back when I was 15, 16.
Yeah.
Compared to how things are animated now. But if you can get past the animation, the stories are great because there's like I've been saying all night, the stories are ripped from the comic book pages. So they have depth to them.
And absolutely, have depth.
Some episodes are standalone. Some are one or four-part episodes. But even things brought up in one episode sometimes are referenced and brought back up again in future episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think that's about all I had to discuss as far as the X-Men animated series goes. We're both fans, and we both recommend it to everyone.
Absolutely.
Even the non-comic book listeners.
Yeah, even the girls.
Yeah, girls, definitely. We got us guys appreciate women that appreciate our stuff. And when I say stuff, I mean like comic books.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. I want to, can I give a quick little shout out?
Yes, you may.
I want to say to, even though she dumped all her Twitter booze, and I'm still trying to swallow that bitter pill, Miss Nick Ju, I want to say hello, boo. Yeah.
So
she should check out X-Men if she hasn't already. I bet she'd like it.
So you women can hey-boo each other. She just can't hey-boo men?
You know, I don't care who she hey boos as long as she doesn't knock me out.
That's right. Y'all,
I wasn't told. You can't break up with me without telling me.
Yeah, that'd be rude.
It is rude. It's like leaving a voicemail breaking up with somebody. Come on now.
Twitter for life.
Twitter boos for life.
And that's Nicole's Twitter is @NickJu. That's NICJU.
Mm-hmm.
She has a SoundCloud page, I believe. I don't
She's a beautiful singer and an actress.
I don't know it off the top of my head, but I'm sure if you at her and ask about it, she'll be more than happy to send you the link to it.
Yeah, I've seen her posting it a few times. So yeah. She will.
And in some episode of the Click Nation podcast, I can't remember, I used one of her songs as a break music, I believe.
I know, I think Rajani did on the single simulcast, used one of her songs too.
Yep. And of course, check out Rajani's podcast.
Yeah, there's another plug.
The single simulcast is on iTunes and Stitcher Radio also. And his at is at Rajani, R-A-S-H-A-I-I. Hopefully that's
A-N-I-I.
Oh, there's an N in there somewhere.
R-A-S-H-A-N-I-I.
And single simulcast is his Twitter page also, and also his website. If you want to check that out.
A great, hilarious show. I don't even know how he can go on like that, especially in his solo show.
He's got like three shows now, doesn't he?
He's got the single simulcast, which is him solo and occasional guests. He put together the Dream Team, which is him at Starfinger and at @adjective_J.
Mm-hmm.
Those three are three of my four favorite podcasters. The fourth would be Rodimus Prime. And he also has Sin and Solace, which is an excellent, excellent dramatic serial. And I totally recommend that. That one at the very least.
Your podcaster's favorite podcaster, as he calls himself.
Your favorite podcaster's favorite podcaster.
Yes.
So whoever your favorite is, he's their favorite.
not cocky at all.
Well, you know, if you're as good as Rajani.
Yeah. You can back it up. Him and his his beast with classic material.
Right, I don't understand that, but okay.
Yeah, I think that's just them tweaking being each cool. other. Guys being guys.
Being silly.
And of course, check out the Cold Slither podcast when we come back after our August break. And of course, the Twitter page for that is at Cold Slither Pod. And the website is coldslitherpodcast.com on iTunes and Stitcher Radio also. And of course, check out the Eclectic Discussion podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and follow its host, Eclectic on Twitter.
E-C-L-E-C-T-I-K.
I just need to keep you around as my speller. So I make sure I don't mess any names up.
Well, I tweet by text a lot and I have to actually type it in. So.
Yeah. Most of the time I just pull up TweetDeck and start trying to type it and it finishes it for me. So I say, okay, that's how you spell it.
Yeah. It's a lot easier.
And, of course, as I mentioned at the top of the show, any feedback you want to give to us, let us know how you enjoyed or didn't enjoy the show. But, of course, you enjoyed it.
If you didn't enjoy it, don't tell me.
You can tell me at just send an email to theclicknation@gmail.com or send us some tweets at theclicknation on Twitter. Facebook fan page is facebook.com/theclicknation. We're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Have the YouTube channel, youtube.com/theclicknation, that I'll come up with something in the future. And Google Plus page, just search for the space click space nation. Don't spell space, just put a space. So I want to thank Rachel for joining me tonight and discussing the X-Men, the animated series.
No problem. My pleasure. I love it. I haven't been on a podcast in a little while.
Yes. So probably next time you're on a podcast, it will be mine because we'll be discussing Gargoyles sometime in the future.
Absolutely. And I can always geek out about the Powerpuff Girls, just throwing that out there. If any other ladies listening and watch the Powerpuff Girls, hit me up and maybe we can get the guys to let us on the show.
And
I totally just made that up right now. So.
But she means it.
Okay. Yes, I absolutely mean it.
And reach her at her Twitter at @getoffmyplanet. Yes. And I just had a thought, but now I forgot it.
They went away.
Hate when that happens.
Me too.
But, yeah, we're going to be talking Gargoyles sometime. I'm looking forward to that. I remember what I was going to say now. Since we had brought up Netflix earlier, I'm mad because Gargoyles isn't on Netflix streaming.
They don't have the ones that you really want.
They have it on DVD. They just don't have it on streaming.
Yeah, exactly. Like what I was saying earlier.
Oh, yeah, the stuff you
want to leap, like the first episode is DVD only.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, like, one in the middle of the series is DVD only. That kind of annoys me about Netflix.
Yeah, I need Netflix to do better.
Step up your game, Netflix.
Yeah, if you want my money. But we're going to end on that note. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. And check us out for more Comic Book Chronicles. And, of course, make sure to check out the Click Nation podcast. I'm Tim D-O-double-G. I guess I could plug my own Twitter because I always forget to do that. I'm at Tim D-O-G-G-98. You can go ahead and follow me. I tweet about randomness, nothing really too serious, mostly comic book stuff now. I've kind of turned into that comic book guy that you see on The Simpsons, except I'm not fat and I'm young and handsome.
And you're not pasty pale white?
Or yellow.
Yeah,
more
yellow.
I'm a lightest brown shade. But I'm Tim Dog for the Click Nation and the Comic Book Chronicles, and we are signing off.
Yeah.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Up in a body bag.